Morning Show. Come on, the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Got a baby.
Tone. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya. Brucey.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Otter, how are we?
I am doing pretty good, Tony. How are you doing?
Great. Today's show, it's officially week one of the NFL, so we will dive into a little bit of that. We got recap of week one of college football and see if we like anything early for week two before the lines start moving, which they already have there. Company had an 18-1 MLB weekend, is that true?
Yeah, what the hell's going on up there?
Yeah, I came back to Earth yesterday. I was 1-2, but baseball keeps rolling. I'm not giving up on fucking ball. Dude.
Can't give up on it, even though Bruce did. Bruce didn't make any.
No, I. The Orioles went 0-2 in a doubleheader yesterday, so you can imagine that I got a bitter taste in my mouth. I woke up and just thought, like, hey, they're gonna win on the run line in one of these games, and they just absolutely did not.
It is very rare a team gets swept on a doubleheader.
Yep.
1,000%.
I think it's like 65% or something.
So we'll do a little baseball Tuesday, full slate of Tuesday games. How was footy this weekend?
Saturday was good. Saturday, I think, was 7-4, and then Sunday was 5-3. I believe a lot of pushes on Sunday.
Okay.
But that's what happens. Better than there wasn't too many money lines, which was nice.
Okay. Let's do a quick recap of the college football betting weekend. Some games that we had talked about a lot. Thank you, Michigan State. Late cover against Western Michigan there. ODU outright against Virginia Tech.
That one hurt. Oh, that one killed my moneyline parlay. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone actually took. Was this part of it? I should have stayed on Duke 30-0 Temple.
Mitt was on Duke. I had Duke, Virginia Tech, moneyline parlay.
IU, Illinois. It depends on where you got it with us or not, is how the result turned out. I mean, I've never seen more of a touchdown in my life.
Tony, I was about to just chime in and get really, really upset. IU was one of the bad beats that I had this weekend. While IU winning, Illinois was one of the bad beats I had this weekend. Those fucking refs. I'm stealing a page out of Gumpy's book here. But those fucking refs, man. I can't take it.
Let it eat, lad.
That was a tough non-touchdown call. I mean, there was the game. It was kind of an ugly game, but it was what it was. Alabama with the easy cover for you boys.
Alabama.
Notre Dame covered.
I didn't like what Ryan Day's conference after.
What did he say?
He was basically spinning that they're a top five team. But when was the last time Notre Dame kept it that close against a top three team?
See, I took it both ways. I thought it was good.
Like, I think Notre Dame is better than what I thought they'd be, but I also thought, like, Stroud didn't look good. The only reason they run is because they start pounding the rock.
Well, if when Jackson Smith and Jigba goes out almost immediately or whatever, that changes a lot of things for that offense. But I thought, like, it was good that Ohio State, they still won by double digits. They didn't cover. But last year, that type of game was not there. Like, they did not look good in those type of games at all, where it was like ground and pound, stuff like that.
No, Tony, what I thought was their defense actually did look so Jim Knowles, very fucking good.
Jim Knowles, the defense coordinator who came over from Oklahoma State, you could tell they made it. Like, last year they were just sitting in zone, and they did some things. So I think Ohio State, while it wasn't as pretty as a lot of people thought it would be for the offense,
doesn't matter to them.
Let's see here.
Also, Notre Dame's quarterback, I was super impressed by. I hate Notre Dame, all that. That number 12 kid, he is fast as shit.
It was a true freshman last year.
Yeah, I don't know why
I thought he was better last year than Jack Cohn. I mean, he's obviously got some growing, but in a big game bets, he didn't look horrendous.
He is fast and fast. Tiny, and it's awesome to watch. I actually like watching that.
Tough barn to go to opening.
Tough barn. Georgia blows out Oregon. I mean, it wasn't.
Got ugly fast.
It was not even.
Fucking dog.
Hey, don't worry about Georgia.
Don't worry a damn thing.
Stetson Bennett, Brock Bars, and those boys are going to be fine. Let's see here. Florida, Utah. Did you end up going to Florida? Most of us were on the Utes. Lucy was on.
I took Florida.
He was on Florida because everyone else was on the Utes.
For the first week, you lost every bet in pretty much any way you could.
Sure.
Like, there was fucking heartbreak all over the place.
Like, 9 out of 10 times, I feel like in college football, teams score in that situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Utah,
I was like, LSU on Monday night, like, holy
fuck. Utah didn't score twice inside the 5. Like, if I was going to bet it again, I probably would bet it the same way. But that one went Florida's way. Richardson looks good. Now Florida's got a big matchup with Kentucky coming up this weekend. Let's see here. East Carolina, NC State was a wild one. NC State got super lucky. East Carolina missed a extra point and then missed the field goal. But North Carolina turned the ball over twice in the red zone, too. It was sloppy there. Let's see here. Arkansas, Cincy.
Tony, we have to also give a shout-out to ECU's kicker, who has he's been having a tough one.
We don't have to bring that. We don't have.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
It seems. I don't know.
You think it's
to
work?
Seems like it's real.
But. Feels like it is. I went back and looked at the Instagram, and the caption was different.
Okay, maybe it was a change.
I think it's a fucking word.
Arkansas and Cincy, 31-24 Arkansas.
Fuck, Cincy had every chance, man.
Yeah, it was like Arkansas, you could tell, like, had him early, and then Cincy came back. The new quarterbacks, well, actually, he was at Cincy, transferred, and then transferred back to Cincy. Not bad. I don't know. That game was just...
I don't believe in either one of those teams after watching.
I know. That's what that game didn't make me feel good about either team.
No.
Great game. Meet Meeps and Houston. Overtime. Overtimes. Houston comes away with it, but that was a great game.
Thank God for the fucking 2-point conversion rule in triple OT. I forgot about it, and then we got to triple OT. I was like, holy shit, they covered.
I know. That one was awesome. Those two teams are going to be fun all year long. I had BYU against South Florida. They took care of business in South
Florida. Big matchup for them now this weekend.
BYU-Baylor late night. That one's going to be very, very interesting.
I thought it'd be going the other way, but it opened 1.5 and it went to +2.5 Baylor. I was surprised.
I was looking at Baylor +3.5 last night.
Yep, sure is.
3.5 now?
Sure is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love BYU. I love BYU, but sitting at 3.5 may have to be a Baylor play for me.
Houston's getting points. Somewhere too interesting, I saw.
Texas Tech, 2.5.
That is
a crazy
one.
Texas Tech quarterback.
Houston's quarterback struggled to start that game, but he found it in the second half, man. He was very good.
BC and Rutgers. Hey, that a baby, Rutgers. Yeah. I had the under in that one, too. Those offenses struggled. 3 quarterbacks on the first drive for Rutgers.
I was fucking shitting my pants as soon as that happened.
That one was about as ugly as it got. App State, North Carolina, 63-61. I was with Bruce when it was 21-7. He live bet North Carolina then, so he was sitting pretty. Those teams, North Carolina's the same exact team as last year. They're going to score, and they're not
going to ice them again this week.
They're not going to stop a fucking soul.
It looks like they cloned Sam Howell also.
Yeah.
May? Yeah, the true freshman guy.
They're -6.5 at Georgia State this weekend.
Yeah, I worry about Georgia State being able to score with them. So, yeah, you lean fucking North Carolina.
Bro, that defense can't stop fucking anybody. They couldn't stop two drives in a row with less than a minute.
The guy just falling backwards. That literally felt like it was slow motion.
I mean, also, as a quarterback, you got to give your receiver a little bit of a chance. Throw a lofted ball there. Like, a dart right where he's supposed to be at. Like, come on. You're a 7th-year fucking vet now.
Who in here was on UCLA? You and Mitt, or just Mitt?
I was on it. I don't know who else.
Did they cover?
Yep. Yeah, they covered. It was, honestly, they struggled at the beginning of the game, and then they started to turn it on, and second half, they poured on the points. They were down like 7-0.
San Diego State got destroyed by Arizona. The fade Wyoming, fade Nevada trend did not work. Wyoming beat Tulsa. Nevada whooped up on fucking Texas State.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, might stay away from those teams for a little bit.
I'm about, That was a
tough one. Going through the records, it's like, why is everybody on Texas State?
It's because of Adelaide. my FAU against Ohio did not come home. Where else are we? Coastal and Army. Coastal.
Hell yeah.
And what was close till it was late.
Army scored on their first drive at Texas Tony. I said, it appears Coastal did not prepare for the triple option.
Just been drinking Natty Lights all spring.
Another one. Here we were on fucking, hey, we said it's tough to go up to the Carrier Dome and fucking play.
Dude, what the God fuck? Damn.
And if, here's a big difference. Syracuse new offensive coordinator came over from Virginia, I believe. And you know, Virginia last year, if you remember, they have the lefty. They just fucking threw it around the park. They looked like they're going to be a lot better offense than they were last year for Syracuse.
See, but now I like Louisville getting 6.5 this week, though, because I feel like they can't be that bad.
I know. That's the way to do it. Technically, that's the way to fucking bet.
Bye, Lou.
Oregon State against Boise. That boy. Good call, pal. Yeah.
The bees were flying right off the hop. Boise State turned the ball over like 3 times in the first 5 minutes.
I had the under in that one.
That came home.
Washington. Did that cover for you, Huskies?
Yeah.
I didn't take it, but it. Hey, fucking. I know Penix. It was Kent State.
Penix threw for 345.
Penix looked fucking good, dude.
And then the late night, the fade Hawaii might still be a thing. They lost by fucking 32 points against Western Kentucky. FSU, LSU on fucking Sunday night.
Dude, I bet that game in 7 different fashions whenever LSU was down. There was at one point I got him at plus 900, and it looked like it was seriously going to come through. I
saw that.
And then that blocked kick, I mean.
I'm not a big go for two guy in that situation. But I feel like right there you did.
No,
you got him on the fucking ropes. You're at home. That place is going bananas. Their defense is fucking out on their feet. Like, I would never. I'm not a big guy. I would usually take the tie, but I think that spot you go.
Okay.
No, I mean, I would disagree with you there. Like, I would take the tie every single time. But what I really think happened is, we all know Brian Kelly has a ghost that haunts him to this day. And I mean, it comes out at the worst possible fucking times.
The craziest thing to me is that they were blocked on an extra point with like the same basically like play defensive.
Yes.
And they just didn't change a damn thing.
And then last night, Clemson might be an under team again.
Dude, that DJ.
And that other kid's got to play, dude.
I tweeted before the game. The only angle I could find was Georgia Tech under the 12.5, which came home. You had Clemson, right?
Yep, I had Clemson.
That was a wild bet.
Yeah, it was.
I had Clemson first half, too, which stung with that late field goal. But, I mean, the DJ just can't throw the quick game. He can't hit these screens, which is, like, basically all they fucking do.
And it's just ugly.
The freshie looks pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Playing in it last. I think that was the worst thing they could have done. They brought him in and showcased what he can do.
I know, right?
I think they're probably trying to just get the fan base around him and then get the fan base.
I don't think anybody gives a damn about DJ, dude. That guy was, how is DJ 265 pounds last year?
That's a lot.
Why doesn't he just run the ball?
Do you know Georgia Tech hadn't scored a touchdown since November 13th?
Yes.
Yeah, guess what? They haven't played since the 20th of November. It's not like they've been playing all fucking year, dude. Like,
how about the surrender at the end of the half where they just were like, you know what, fuck it.
Correct.
And then the timeout where they got him to call timeout with a quick shift. It's like, come on, man.
College football is fucking. I finished 5-5 on Saturday and I was grinning like the butcher's dog.
Yeah, as you should.
After what fucking transpired, I was like, holy fuck.
So yesterday I went through some games that I liked this weekend. Roadrunners are 2.5 at Army. I might look at that unless that number's already fucking moved. It probably has. Let me see.
Those boys can play, dude. Their quarterback's nice.
Yeah, he was really played very well. Oh, I have the. I'm on the features tab, not the games tab.
I think they're laying 2.
When that happens.
Ooh, UTSA's down to 1.5. It's going a different direction. Interesting. Was looking at, yesterday Wake was -8.5. News about 10 minutes ago, Sam Hartman's coming back. It's 13 and a half already.
Jesus.
So something to look at there. Arkansas is minus. Now, I just said I didn't love them, but they're playing South. I'm not going to take that.
What?
8.5 against South Carolina. Ritter didn't look, or Spencer Rattler did not look great.
No, I seen one nice throw he made, but it was kind of like it was just overhyped because it was him.
Pretty sure I'm going to lay the 20 against with Bama.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to do that until
they prove you wrong.
It feels like at the end of the year, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Who's Bama playing this week?
Texas.
Okay, yeah, give me Bama.
Ball State fucking stinks. We saw that. And I liked Western Michigan's offense. Might lay that there. Memphis is minus 6.5 against Navy. Navy has not looked good recently these last couple of years.
Does 6.5 not feel like too much for Louisville at UCF?
I mean, after what we fucking saw on Saturday, no. It's honestly too
short. I thought that yesterday, too.
Right?
But it may be a watch week for me, just see if Louisville does come back.
It's going to get to Friday, and I'm going to need a play, and I'm going to take it. What do you think about the Tennessee Pitt number?
Okay, so 6.5. I took it yesterday at 6.5.
For Tennessee or Pitt?
Tennessee.
Yeah, it was at 4.5.
I don't think Pitt's going to be able to score with them.
Really?
No.
You don't think Slovis can hang in there?
Well, my issue is it was a really, really good game last year.
Yeah.
What I saw from Pitt as far as like their offensive style, this huge, huge change with Cignetti versus Whipple last year.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a different quarterback and blah, blah, blah. But I just don't know if that style is going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, it's tough to line up in pro style if you're getting dominated in the trenches.
Correct.
I know Colorado didn't look great, didn't cover, but I think them getting 17 at Air Force is worth a look.
I thought that was a lot of points.
Right? Maryland minus 27.5 at Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte's been bad. I tell you what, I'm going to have to take a look at the Iowa State-Iowa under.
If that number keeps going, it's Iowa, what, 3 now? Iowa on the money line, I'm going to take it. That's nothing to do with their offense. I just think they win that game.
I have a hard time betting that team. It is just tough.
I fucking hate Petrus as much as anybody, but I just don't think they lose to Iowa State. They never do.
Especially at home, right?
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of research for this week yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to be on Iowa State plus 3.5 there. I feel like they're always 3-point games.
I'm just going to take the under 42. It'll be 2013 somehow, and I'll just...
It's 42?
Yeah.
That's so fucking low.
Should be 27.
Did that
much
just say he's taking...
Yes! He's fucking the fuck right, out of you, by the
way. I did.
Classic coastal elitist.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely nothing about football in the Midwest or Iowa. I said it all last week. Iowa looked like shit. Okay. Yeah, they looked terrible. All right. They looked absolutely terrible. But now everyone's going to do that going into this week. Oh, you know, Iowa stinks. Iowa State. Matt Campbell, I don't know if he's ever beat Iowa. Maybe once. Iowa doesn't lose this game. It might not cover.
That's all I'm saying.
They're not going to lose this game, but I wouldn't be taking Iowa State with the fucking 3.5.
What do you think about the under 42?
Dude, you just never know with this. Like, Iowa typically will put, like, I wouldn't be surprised if...
2013.
I could see 2013. I could see fucking 31-28. Like, I really could. Iowa might, that's the thing. It's like, Iowa might score 2 defensive touchdowns. It's very, very possible.
I know.
I mean, yeah, am I going to bet this game? I probably will. Am I going to take the Hawks? I have to. I don't have a choice. Am I going to take them with the 3.5? Yeah, I probably will. I don't have a choice once again. But, Bruce, I tell you what, you fucking dig your own grave.
Hey, I mean, I know Brock Purdy beat you guys at home, and I don't know who Hunter Decker is, but I'm sure he's better than Pederast.
Brock Purdy played them like 6 fucking times.
Yeah, bingo. And also, guess what? Fucking whoever, Pendergrass, whatever, Iowa State, they played fucking Southeast Missouri State last week, all right? He doesn't have fucking Jack Campbell coming off the edge last week. He does this week.
That's true.
Okay? So you fucking dig your own grave.
I will.
Cost yourself the whole
thing. It is usually a one-score game.
I watched it yesterday. You just cost yourself the Hall of Fame, Coach. I do have Houston written down here against Texas Tech. They lost their starting quarterback last week. UAB minus the 5.5 against Liberty, maybe.
Liberty.
Also, Chuck Brewer broke his hand. He's out. And then
USC minus 9.5 at Stanford.
I haven't seen. I don't know a dick about Stanford.
Have they played? No way.
Yeah, I don't know a dick about Stanford, but that USC team is going to be a fucking problem. Jordan Addison, 2 touchdowns, looked great. Yeah, I know they played a shitty team, but like, damn, they looked good.
I want to see what their defense. I do have Baylor. Who?
Virginia Tech money line at home against Boston College.
Those two teams. Fuck, that might be
enough. Virginia Tech, Sandman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Virginia Tech.
back at home with the Sandman.
You saw, yeah. Wait, who is you watched them Friday night and you said, I want some more Virginia Tech. I want some Virginia Tech money.
Who in the fuck is favorite in that game?
Sandman changes everything.
Who is favorite in that game?
What's that?
What is the line on that one?
2.5.
Which way?
Those teams both
suck. For Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's favorite.
That's just classic. Give the home team.
You know what, Gump? I'll probably see you on that money line.
Yeah, I know. Sandman, dude.
Yeah, no.
Then there's some unders I'm looking at. Notre Dame and Marshall. App State, A&M.
Oregon State catching 1.5 at Fresno.
Oregon State?
Yeah, it seems
that's
going to
be a sweet game. Fresno's Deep quarterback
good,
stayed.
Dude, and I don't think Boise State's like terrible.
No, their defense is good.
Yeah, I think Oregon State 1.5 at Fresno is worth a look.
All right, we'll do a little more research as this week goes on. Give out the officials and go from there. But
that Brock Purdy game I referenced was in 2014, I believe.
How is that possible?
That was probably his freshman year, bro.
He was drafted. He's a rookie this year.
Yeah, that was Brock Purdy's freshman year. He's a rookie in the NFL this year.
So it couldn't have been Brock Purdy's, what you're saying?
I mean, it could have been.
No, I think that's when they gave him the nickname Cornfield Jesus, and he was 18 years old, I think.
Hold on, let me go to Brock Purdy's college stats. Yeah, he played 2018, so.
Ooh.
No dice?
I don't know. You said 2014, so no, I don't think that's Brock Purdy. Okay.
When the fuck did they give him the nickname Cornfield Jesus? Never even beat Iowa. He couldn't even. He can't run.
Are you positive about that?
Well, that's what Bruce is saying. I have no idea.
You two mutts in the back figured out, all right? Week one, NFL. We are here. Fucking 2 days.
We got some lines. Fucking flying.
We do have some lines. Let's talk. Let's do Bills Rams just a little bit real quick. There are some trends that are good for the Rams coming off Super Bowl win that first game next year. The trends are very good there. McVay 5-0, trends are good there. Bills were one of the hottest teams going into the offseason, though. That's why they're the Super Bowl favorites. I'll say it here. I'll say it now. I like the Rams plus the 2.5.
Live dog, my friend. Live dog. I'll go with the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And you know what? One of the main reasons I think, Tony,
what's that?
Is everyone's talking about, I know the Rams lost Miller and he went to the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying a damn word about Bobby Wagner being on this team.
I know.
No, nope.
True.
That's a great point.
He is so fucking good. I watched him every game on Seattle for years. Like, every down, this guy's fucking makes plays. Like, I think that's just being very overlooked.
Yep. So it's best linebacker alive and the best cornerback alive, essentially, on the same team.
Yeah. So I was looking at the matchup stats, and these are stats from last year, but these teams are going to be very similar.
Yeah.
Buffalo was 5th in yards per rush. Rams were number 4 against the rush, so pretty even there. Buffalo was 14th in yards per pass. The Rams were 12, so pretty even there. The Rams were 2nd in yards per pass. Buffalo had the number 1 pass defense. Rams actually stunk at rushing, though. They were 29th in running the ball. Buffalo was 16th opponent yards per rush, so pretty even. But I think home field, Super Bowl, McVay week one. And then I worry about, because Trey White's out for the Bills. So they're going to have rookie corner. Last year, their starting corners were Trey White and Levi Wallace. Levi Wallace is on the Steelers. Trey White's out. So they drafted a corner, and they're going to have a new one starting on the other side. I know you have Poyer and Hyde, which helps, but you don't want those corners going up against fucking Kopp and the rest of the fucking boys over there.
Don't love no Van Jefferson.
No, but they got what? They got that white dude who was number 18 who Mitt definitely thinks stinks because he...
Also, Allen Robinson.
Who are you talking? I was going to say Allen Robinson is also on the team, but I don't know who you're talking about.
I believe what's his name.
Why would I think he stinks?
Because I've heard you say, that guy fucking stinks.
Oh, then he probably said something.
The white guy?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, too. He fucking runs around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah, you don't even know his name. He definitely stinks. He definitely did something that was really
I didn't
dumb.
Say he was good, but I said Mitt's going to say that guy sucks.
No, you
he's not hype, that's for sure.
He's definitely not hype.
Just another thing, I think we talked about this a little last week, but like, so you're giving the Rams maybe 2 points for the home team, and then you're grading the Bills. You know, I just don't think that there's like 4.5, 5 points, whatever it is, a separation between the two.
Correct.
Couple that with, you know, the Buffalo Bills bandwagon overflowing. I've already put it in, actually. I bought it up to 3.5, though, -150.
Oh, what was it at?
-150.
I don't hate that.
That's not a terrible play.
I honestly love that, and I'm probably going to end up doing the
You're right.
Exact
I shouldn't
same
be taking 2.5. What am I doing here?
No, I mean, probably you
gonna
shouldn't
be an
really be buying
take
points
one
either.
Line.
Well, no, you can. Plus, you know, obviously, tickets, 67%, it looks like, are on the Bills.
Really?
So I like being
on the Bills. That's what I'm saying, man. It just feels like, I don't know.
They're
crowning them.
There's some. Is there any other games that you guys? Well, let's talk about the odds moving first and foremost, because there has been some. Colts are gone from 8.5 to 7.5, just a little bit there.
That gets under 7. I'm hopping on the Colts.
So I bought a point. You can get it at 130, -6.5, -130, if you want. Where is it?
The Chiefs moved from 3.5 to 5.5.
Yeah, what was that?
Something happened. That you don't normally see a 2-point move.
Yeah,
out
that
of
does feel like something happened. The news is about to break.
That's what I was. It was while
or
Ian.
Just everybody still believes in the Chiefs, and they just don't want to say it.
It was while Ian was on, and I was like, but he's not. He's not gonna be. He's like gonna be like, what's a line move?
And what could
I wanted
it,
to say,
who
like,
could be out.
I don't know.
Huh?
JJ Watt,
Jimmy Connor,
Hollywood Brown.
I don't know, but so that was a huge move. 2-point move is a large
it's
one.
It's a quarterback move.
Dolphins is shooting up, too.
Yep, that went up to 3.5. Some really strong Dolphins trends to support the cause there.
Jags Commanders are down the 2.5.
Really?
See, that's where we're getting to a point, Tony, where I am actually going to take Guardians money line.
Okay.
Because I just
Commanders
don't believe.
Guardians?
I know it's Carson Wentz. I know it's Guardians or the fucking Commanders, whatever the fuck their team is. I just don't. I don't think the Jaguars have improved that much just because they got a new fucking coach.
But do you give the Commanders like a big edge offensively at all
over the Jaguars?
Yeah,
I just think they're a better team. Like, if you look at them, who has more wins this year, the Jags or the Commanders?
You would think the football team.
And the Commanders are at home.
Both of their schedules are pretty fucking easy.
FedEx Field, though, is...
I'm staying away from that game.
Bit of a dump, and they have no
fans. I'm not gonna fucking...
It's going to be one of those games where it's going to be the game where it's 5 minutes in, and we're all going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm getting real close to jagging off. Like, very, 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 very close.
Couple games that I'm looking at.
I have some unders, some general trend info if you would like it real quick.
Sure.
So Underdogs went 12-4 in week one in 2021. Overall in the 2021 season, Underdogs covered more than the favorites and won outright 37% of the time, which is pretty crazy. And then for the past 4 straight seasons going back to 2017 – Underdogs have covered more than favorites. Favorites in 2017 won at 54%. Some key kind of like deeper dives into the week one home dog or just underdogs in general. Home dogs of more than 7 points are 9-0 at the spread against week one opponents who didn't win 14 games the previous year.
Okay.
The only team that qualifies Colts. Are the Texans, yep. +7.5. But the Colts are 9-1-1 in their last 11 in Houston. Home dogs in week one divisional games are 19-5 at the spread over the last, you know, whatever.
Did you say home dogs divisional?
Home dogs divisional, yep.
So that
the
is...
The qualifiers are the Falcons, okay. +5.5, the Texans, +7.5, and Minnesota, +1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then road dogs who missed the playoffs are 73-46-4, 61% in week one. The qualifiers there are Steelers, +6.5, Giants, +5.5, and the Jaguars, +3.
Okay. Now, I hate the games that I like.
I love the games that I like.
I am a more of a – I like to take – I like to be on the dog side.
Yeah.
And I
– You like, got to read
it's
dogs
gonna be a, It's going to be a big – like, I got like a six-game money line parlay.
Yeah. Like, I like – I think the Ravens should fucking dominate.
Put that in. That's the only Sunday bet I've played so
Especially
far.
With – like, if Flacco's going to go –
So
I'm starting to feel like the Eagles at 3.5 is a gift.
Okay, so I'm
starting to feel like that's a trap.
Here's,
I don't know.
The Jets last year were 24th against the run, 29th against the pass.
Not great, Bob.
No, not great. Their only good thing was they were 14th in yards per rush, and Baltimore had the third-ranked rushing defense. They couldn't throw last year. Like, I feel like the Ravens should dominate. And then the Eagles... They the number two rushing offense last year, and the Lions were mid-20s. Like, are they going to be that much better against in stopping the run this year? Now Eagles is 3.5, which I don't love, -115. Buying a point there is quite as expensive. 2.5 is -170.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Hutchinson could help a lot against the run.
I'm concerned about the Niners at 6.5 for some reason.
Not touching that fucking game.
Yeah, no. I mean, who knows what's going on at quarterback?
So I'm looking
at the Panthers money line.
Yeah, I've kind of faded off that one a little bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to fade off that Raiders, one too.
Raiders +3.5 looks like it could go to 3.
I think
Packers money line being -120.
Yeah, that line's fucked up. There's no way that's correct.
Which one?
The Packers are -120 to win that game, uh-huh. And then to win their division, they're like -145 still. That makes no fucking sense. I mean, this is obviously a divisional game. Packers start 0-1. What are the odds for them to win the division? What, -110?
Probably.
All right. I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
I think I just don't think – I don't think fucking Kevin O'Connell's coming in and fixing the Vikings.
People are acting like their offense is just going to be
the
greatest.
I'm just not drinking the purple Kool-Aid just yet.
Yeah, there's a couple money lines I'm looking at, Green Bay and Tampa. I'm looking at the Eagles, the Ravens, Rams. Oh, I am fucking flirting with this Raiders +3.5.
I hate it, but I'm flirting with it.
Yeah. Then I'm also flirting.
J.C. Jackson hurt there for Devontae Adams, too.
Huge. The two unders I'm flirting with are both at 42. Carolina and Cleveland and Bears 49ers.
I love that Cleveland-Carolina under.
So here's, like, I think we talked about this last week. Jacoby Brissett was fucking bad for the Dolphins last year.
Yeah, but what do you need him to do? The Browns D-line should feast on the Panthers O-line and get to Baker, run the football. You know, you could easily cover in a low-scoring game.
Panthers defense is very good.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking under. Yeah. Both defenses, I think, are better than the offenses they're going up against.
Yeah. But I think about last year, dude. The fucking Panthers were 4-1 with Sam Darnold when McCaffrey was healthy.
They were.
It's true.
Baker Mayfield is better than Sam Darnold.
I will say that, yeah.
And he's healthy.
Yeah, and you got Ben McAdoo serving up the secret sauce.
I mean, Baker's probably calling his own place.
Anything else? NFL, we're going to do a much deeper dive as the week goes on.
I mean, we're going to talk about this shit, and then we're going to be 5 minutes into these games where we're going, what the fuck?
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
These are, now that we're in it, college football and NFL are probably the ones that, of the sports we bet, the ones that are the hardest to bet because everyone's so fucking good at handicapping them.
Yeah.
You got to just, you know, stay focused on yourself.
Oh, yeah. Everyone have a method.
Zone out the noise.
Everyone have a method.
Yeah, you can't let what fucking happened the week before
change
the next week. Like, that's the worst thing to go. That's what college football, that's why I'm just fucking, you got to forget about it. What happened last week is no bearing.
If anything, I won't completely, like, if the team looks super, super bad last week, I won't automatically fade them, but I will stay away from them the next week.
Oh, yeah. But I think lots of the times, like, if you're handicapping NFL, like, the story of the game with your eyes on it is going to tell a lot different than if somebody was just to go look at the stats.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think you really have to fucking try and get your eyes on as many games as you can.
Yeah, you absolutely do. Yeah. Okay. You want to do baseball today?
Yeah.
MLB schedule, tons of games. What do you like today, Pa?
Do I like? You just want picks?
To be honest, this is the first time I'm looking at the baseball schedule today. I got a little carried away on football earlier.
I like the Mets -0.5 with Taiwan Walker going.
Baca is probably still struggling, so yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I'm taking the Red Sox +0.5 with Rich Hill on the mound just really? Because the Rays starter is going to go.
JT Chargas?
Yeah, they scratch Rasmussen.
Oh.
So this kid's going to go like maybe half an inning or an inning at best.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Guardians -0.5 with Bieber because Bubich hasn't been great of late, over 5 ERA once again.
Okay.
I'm taking Dad's money line with Musgrove. I know Kelly's been good. I just like the Dad's at home there.
Mm-hmm.
Merrill Kelly, 2.84. Fucking, what's Gallen again, dude, the other night?
Did he not give up a run again?
No, 41 1/3 he's at.
Jesus.
What's the longest ever? It's got to be up
there. I should have sent the fucking tweet. I saw it the other day. He was like, I think he was 6th.
Gotcha.
But he was +0.5 again the other day. It was insane. Jesus. And then Lance Lynn shoved yesterday, by the way.
He did what?
He shoved yesterday.
Oh, did he?
A Big Mac in his
mouth? And I was on the other side. Of course. I know Cueto's been good. But I'm going to take Logan Gilbert with the Mariners at home, first 5 money line against the Sox.
Ooh.
That feels
going
like
against Cueto.
That feels like a giant trader move. I mean, I feel like me and you have bet every single Johnny Cat game up until this point together. So me and you are putting the Dukes up again, Gumpy. Right.
Let it eat, man.
I'm sad. White Sox, first 5 money line. Let's go south side. Thank you, Johnny Cat.
It's on me. I feel bad for not having any baseball today. But.
I threw a little parlay. But so it.
Oh, Real Madrid! Let's go, lads.
For the boost.
What do you have, parlay?
Soccer boost. Yeah, I'm going Mets run line -1.5 full game with the Buccos. I'm on the Rays -136. I was kind of wondering what happened with that line movement. Thank you for explaining, Gumpy. I hate it now, but whatever. Orioles +1.5. They've been killing me, but you know, just gotta keep. Stay in the bunker with them, and then the Braves -1.5.
Okay.
Woohoo.
Any footy tomorrow?
Yeah, we got Champions League going.
Ooh, I forgot we're back. Tuesdays
and Wednesdays. It's all fucking money line, which I don't love.
It's all right. But,
I think we got Europa League too, actually.
Weston McKennie just scored?
For... Haaland scored again today. Man City's a fucking problem.
Yeah, that kid is such a beast.
McKinney's at Juventus.
Yeah, how about that ad that you sent, Gump?
Dude, that was the dumbest tweet I've
everybody,
ever
seen. Everybody doubted us.
No one has ever doubted Haaland in going to Man City, dude.
He's best striker alive. He's 22.
The guy's fucking... And you know what the worst part is? Everybody's going to the World Cup, and he's not. He's just going to sit at City and fucking... bag goals by himself while everyone's fucking Harry Kane goes back to Tottenham in a wheelchair.
I know you love that.
Tottenham City this weekend.
Banger. Tottenham's got a really tough little travel stint here with the Champions.
I thought that was a tough... I thought the score was tough on Arsenal. I thought they looked good against Man U.
Oh, yeah. I watched most of that game.
Yeah, I thought Arsenal played well.
I was...
Yeah, it took Man United.
The VAR fucking VAR is really popping off in England right now. They're losing
it. I was already two espresso martinis deep when that game was going on.
Long weekend. I'm taking Frankfurt at home against Sporting tomorrow.
Okay.
They've been playing well in Bundesliga. They spanked Leipzig the other day 4-0, which was impressive. You got to take Munich -120 at Inter. I know Inter's good, but it's fucking Bayern, dude. That's a short price for Bayern München.
How did that work out this weekend? Didn't you go against Bayern this weekend?
Union Berlin, dude. +220, 1-1. Berlin was up 1-0, dude. Berlin is fucking the best bet in the Bundesliga right now, if not all leagues. I'm taking Leverkusen. I know they've struggled in league.
Fucking Leverkusen.
But them being +110 to win at Club Brugge, I think is a bit of an insult.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to take Atletico Madrid at home, money line against Porto. -120, another short price at home. I like Atletico.
Fucking love Champions League is back.
A lot of German games tomorrow.
Yeah, he knows the fucking Bundesliga.
Leverkusen.
Bruce, what do you think about Coco Gauff to win and Kyrgios to win first set +250, Bruce?
So I actually believe that this is the end of the line for Coco Gauff. I will be fading her on advice of my counsel. Dirty Mike.
Kyrgios gonna pull this off?
Yeah, he should now.
He's hot.
Right? This is it. This is your time, lad.
Yeah, Medvedev was kind of the final. He's got he's a heavy favorite up next. I don't know what happened with Casper Rudd and Berrettini, but yeah, it's Kyrgios to lose, like you tweeted out.
I mean, I'm not jumping off, but Toronto FC train.
Wobbling,
team boys.
It's all right. We just take that. We take that train and we move it over to Union Berlin.
Oh, Berlin! We've been on the fucking Berlin train.
Hell yeah!
Hey, gotta do what you gotta do, pal.
I mean, Saturday and Sunday are about to be the fucking real test on how the ticker's doing, boys.
Hey, all right. We are. Thursday.
Saturday was fucking chaos, dude. Like it was
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We are fully back in it.
I'm overwhelmed. Oh, yeah. I'm overwhelmed. Last week I felt sharp, felt like I had college football all under control, and this week I'm just at the mercy of the football.
Actually, I felt really good week one college football because I prepared for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Another great point.
Now you turn around week two and it's one day and you're like, fuck. Like there's not as much time to prepare.
Yep. I also
usually like with baseball, I'll look at the lines like before bed.
And know
there's
a
point now where I'm like waking up at 2 a.m. middle of the night, straight to FanDuel looking if any lines have moved.
I couldn't imagine betting the amount that I was betting on baseball 2 weeks ago tonight.
No.
It's like a different universe.
It's not a. There's a lot of not a lot of sleep in this gambling business.
Don't Pat's Dolphins to start it off too. Like,
nope.
If the Dolphins lay an egg week one.
Yeah, the best is when you're doing.
I haven't even really fucking. Gathered my thoughts on the Dolphins season on deck.
Me either.
Doing the face ID in the dark on Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Not till Sunday when I wake up Sunday. Well, I'd be like, holy fuck, now we go.
Well, at least here, like it's like 10 a.m. kickoff. Yeah. So it's like you wake up, no. Do a few things, you're fucking in it.
Wait until 1 on Sunday is going to be a fucking problem. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, we'll break down many more of the college games, full NFL slate, baseball, footy, tennis, wide. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.